So maybe you remember that Paul and all his companions, which included sailors and soldiers and other prisoners, had been sailing through some terrible storms and then drifting on the open sea for weeks on end. And finally, they came in sight of an island. And so they tried to get their ship to come up on the sand of the beach. Instead, it crashed on the reef and started to break apart. So some people jumped in the water and some people fell in the water. Some people knew how to swim and some people had the good sense to grab hold of a plank or a barrel or something. Everybody made it to the shore and they crawled up on the sand, coughing and spluttering and gagging and choking and shivering, but they were all alive. And Paul was the first one to get up and start checking and make sure, is everybody okay? And soon he was joined by people who lived on that island, the island of Malta, who were coming with torches and blankets to help those who had been shipwrecked and crawled up on their beach. And they began to make a bonfire, and Paul thought, what an excellent idea, because this fire will get us warm, it will cheer us up, make us feel better after all this experience we've been through. So Paul went to help gather wood, and he gathered this big armful of dried brush, and while he was carrying it to the fire, a poisonous snake came slithering out of those sticks and clamped down hard on his hand. And when the people who lived on the island saw that, they thought, there must be something really bad about this guy, because look here, he survived the shipwreck, he survived these big waves, and made it to shore, and now only to be bitten by this poisonous snake. He must have done something so awful that justice will not allow him to live, because they knew what would happen when a poisonous snake bites your hand swells up, you get violently ill. And they thought, Paul doesn't have very long to live. But Paul just went over to the fire and he shook his hand till the snake let go and fell into the fire. And then he kept right on, checking all his shipmates, bringing them to the fire, helping them get warm. And so when the people saw that nothing happened to him as a result of this poisonous snake bite, they thought, they changed their mind. They thought, well, maybe he's not a really bad guy. Maybe he's a really good guy. Maybe the gods are protecting him. In fact, maybe he is a god. Well, when everybody had been fed and gotten warm, then one of the families on the island said, you can all come to our property to sleep. Well, we know you'll be safe there. And so they went to this family's compound, and Paul learned that the grandfather there was extremely sick with a fever and a bad illness. And so Paul went in to sit by this man's bed and to sort of pat him on the back and hold his hand a little bit and pray that he would soon be healed and made well. And it wasn't long before the grandfather did get well. So after that, everybody on the island who was sick was brought to Paul so that he could pray for their healing in the name of Jesus. And after several days, people on the island were so grateful for Paul's kindness and his concern and his prayers and the demonstrations of God's amazing power that they provided and provisioned a whole new ship for all these soldiers and sailors and prisoners so that they could continue on their journey. So Paul then was able to continue on his way to Rome. We're going to join hands and say a prayer, and then you're going off with Dee and Malia for a continuation of High Seas Adventure. Gracious and holy God, thank you for inspiring us to want to serve you and to serve your people. When we're busy loving and serving you, it seems that there's not time, nor is there need for us to be afraid. And so we thank you for filling us with love and with courage. In Jesus' name, amen.